Good afternoon. On behalf of AEP Ohio, I'd like to welcome everyone to today's Bidder Information webcast. Today's webcast is for AEP Ohio's competitive bidding process, November 2017 auction. This is the first auction under AEP Ohio's amended ESP3. Presenting with me today is Dr. Chantal Lacasse from NERA. NERA is the auction manager. And we may also have Mr. Mike McCulty from AEP Ohio joining us to answer any questions. I'll start today's webcast with a disclaimer on this slide one. So first, any statements that we make on this call that describe or refer to documents or agreements, they are summaries only, and they are qualified in their entirety by our reference to such governing documents. So the competitive bidding process is a process that has been approved by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, and the governing documents include the relevant PUCO orders, including the orders related to case number 161852 ELSSO and case number 161853 ELAAM, which contains the interim order authorizing AEP Ohio to conduct an auction in November 2017. We'll also include as the governing documents the CBP rules, which are the bidding rules for the conduct of the auction under the competitive bidding process of Ohio Power Company, the main contract, which is the Master Standard Service Offer Supply Agreement, the rules and protocols for participation by associated bidders, as well as the Part 1 and Part 2 applications. There is a central website for information for this CBP, and the website address is provided at the bottom of this slide, aepohiocbp.com, and you can find information that will be useful for your participation in this auction process. And importantly, today's presentation, any responses to questions on this webcast will also be provided and posted to the website. For this website, I will flag a few things on the left navigation bar of the screenshot that you see. The first, if you have not done so already, please register online to be put on the distribution list so that you will get the email alerts regarding the auction process as well as upcoming deadlines. The second, the website itself has links that will allow you to ask questions to us. This will be a web form under the link Contact Us and a sublink Ask a Question. There you can ask questions to us, and we ask that you give us a two-day working day turnaround to respond to your questions. All questions that we respond to either on this webcast or through the FAQ process as established will be posted as FAQs on the website. The third, perhaps important element to highlight on the website is that we have an online application process, and the first part of this process begins with you asking for an application account. You can do so by going to the Contact Us link, click on Register for an Application Account, and we will then be able to provide you login credentials to access the Part 1 application form. This website is maintained by NERA as the auction manager. We are the main point of contact with bidders through this entire process. If you have any questions, please contact NERA. Please do not contact the representatives of AEP Ohio or PUCO. This will help us do our job and ensure that the CBP rules as approved by the BUCO are followed. It will help us ensure that qualifications are equitably evaluated and information is provided to all bidders in a fair and equitable manner. We are also responsible for the conduct and the administration of the auction itself and to present the results to the Commission. Today's agenda has five parts. We will start with an overview of the auction product, process, as well as contract terms. We will delve deeper into the areas of the product design, as well as explain to you what the specific contract as well as credit terms are under the Master SSO Supply Agreement. We'll take a break after part two of the presentation to take your questions, and then we will jump into the practical aspects of the application process, the bidding process, and where you can find information through this auction. So, as a housekeeping item and a reminder, you can ask your questions at any time throughout this webcast. You do not need to wait until the time to ask questions. We will respond to those questions during those times. Certainly, we will try to respond to questions that we see along the way if we can. But these instructions provided here will be provided again at those stopping points. So to ask your questions, locate the Q&A on the right side of your screen, select all panelists in the Ask box, type in your question. If you have any slight specific questions, we ask that you include those relevant slide numbers as well and click Submit or click Send to submit your question. Again, the two stopping points so that you can plan for them is after part two of the presentation and then again at the end of the presentation. We have about 58 slides in all to cover on today's webcast. We have allocated about 2 hours. We may end earlier or a little later depending on the questions that number of questions that we receive, but this is the agenda and the process to ask your questions throughout this process so that you can plan for it. In terms of an overview of the process, this process, again, is the multi-solicitation process as proposed by AP Ohio before the Commission under this case number 16-1852-ELSSO, which is also known by us as the amended ESP3 petition, ESP for the Electric Security Plan. And this amended ESP3 basically extends the existing ESP3 program by the that is currently approved for use by the Commission. The amended ESP3 petition itself is currently pending approval by the BUCO, but an interim order has been issued that has authorized us to advance and proceed with the conduct of the auction to be held in November of this year. So in terms of what you should expect, the first thing is that under ESP3, which has ended and concluded in April of this year, we have procured 100% of supply all the way through May 31st of 2018. This amended ESP3 auction begins with the November auction for 50% of the load starting June 1st, 2018, with the procurement of an additional 50% of the load that will be in an auction held in March of next year. The supply period between these two auctions will start June 1st, 2018 and will be for 100% of the load. The second thing to note is that the 100% of load will be generally divided into equally into these three products, each with a different supply period. We're going out in this auction for a 12-month product, a 24-month product, and a 36-month supply period. So these are what we call products in the auction. They all have a June 1st, 2018 supply start. And for this particular November 2017 auction, we're looking for 50% of the load. The load itself will be divided into tranches. Each tranche will be for 1%. For the 12-month product, we're looking for 17% of supply. For the 24-month supply product, we're looking for 17%. And for the 36-month product, we're looking for 16% of supply to provide a total of 50% of the SSO load. There will be a load cap, and the load cap is currently at 40 tranches. Again, one tranche is associated with 1% of SSO load. So 100% of the SSO supply for the delivery period, June 1st, 2018 through May 31st, 2019, will be procured between this November 2017 auction and the auction to be held in March of 2018. The rules as well as the contract have been posted to the CBP website. I'll flag for you here a couple of changes between AP Ohio's ESP3 and what we're going out under the amended ESP3. So in terms of the rules as well as the contract, they are substantially the same that we are reusing from the last auction in April that we have held under ESP3. I'll note three changes here. The first is that there's going to be a change in the credit-based tranche cap application. There will be requirements if you are participating as a foreign bidder or you're relying on the creditworthiness of a foreign guarantor. We will ask that you provide additional documents in the Part 1 process as well as the Part 2 application process. And in order to accommodate this November option, the windows for submitting your application materials will be shorter, but the process itself will be streamlined to allow for previously qualified bidders under ESP3 to partake in an abbreviated qualification process. So I will talk a little bit about each of these elements. The first is a credit-based tranche cap. So under the amended ESP3, the credit-based tranche cap is a tranche cap that is applied based on the credit rating of the bidder. And this is applied in the amended ESP3 in a given auction across all products in that auction. So there's going to be a cap that is tied to your credit rating. And importantly, what we want to flag for you is that this is no longer an overall cap that is applied across all options, which was what we had in the original ESP3. The other requirement is related to foreign bidders or bidders that are relying on the financials of a foreign guarantor. So under this amended ESP3, in the Part 1 application process, if you are a foreign bidder or relying on a foreign guarantor, you must provide us drafts of additional documents that are required under the Master SSO Supply Agreement for you as a foreign bidder or for you who are relying on a foreign guarantor. This will include, but not limited to, the legal opinion from outside counsel as well as for the enforceability and sworn certificate from your corporate secretary. these documents are spelled out in the Master SSO Supply Agreement. You'll be asked to provide drafts of these documents in the Part 1 process. We will assess the materials that you provide to us. We will then tell you exactly what is necessary to change in order for those documents that you have provided to us to be acceptable to AEP Ohio. This will all take place before Part 2 materials are required of you. In your Part 2 application, you will then need to provide us these executed documents that incorporate the changes required by AEP Ohio. This is a necessary condition for us to assess your level of participation in the auction. And we have the right to reassess your credit worthiness assessment depending on the acceptability of these documents that you provide in the Part 2 application. And the last point, again, is just to reiterate that we are going out for a November auction. This is short fused, and the Part 1 and Part 2 application windows are shorter. So please take note of the timing for these, as we will discuss shortly. In terms of the product description, first thing to note that the product is a load-following, slice-of-system, full requirements product. Let me break that down for you. So the first thing to note is that this is not for a block of energy. This is not for a megawatt measure, but this is load-following. You'll be bidding on tranches. Each tranche is a fixed percent of the load of SSO customers. You must follow the load of your SSO customers. Number two, this is slice of system. This is not for a particular customer class. You're not bidding for residential customers or small commercial customers or large industrial customers. This is a slice of system, meaning that you will be taking a slice of the load of all non-shopping customers that are currently taking retail generation service from AEP Ohio. And this is a full requirements product, meaning that for these products, you'll be required to provide energy, capacity, ancillary services, and certain transmission services pursuant to the terms of the Master SSO Supply Agreement. A word here on the SSO customers. SSO customers are generally described as non-shopping customers, and these are customers who take retail electric generation service from AEP Ohio, and to be clear, they exclude PIP customers. This is a product for physical delivery. This is not a financial transaction only. This is a product that requires you to schedule your supply to the AEP Ohio load zone. The PNOD ID is provided here for your reference. It's 12693646670. This is also found in the Master SSO Supplier Agreement. And with this product, suppliers will bear the responsibility of a load-serving entity, and you will be responsible for scheduling the SSO supply and making arrangements for the delivery of SSO supply to the delivery point. As I said, this is a load-following product. Each tranche is associated with 1%. We're going out for three products, the 24-month product, the 12-month and 36-month product, each with a supply period starting June 1st, 2018. The auction date is now fixed on Tuesday after Thanksgiving, November 28th. And the number of tranches, we're looking for 17 tranches associated with 17% of SSO load. For the 12-month, product, the same for the 24-month product, and a total of 16 tranches for the 36-month product that equals 16% of SSO load. The auction format will be a clock auction, and more precise term will be a descending multiple round clock auction format. And the products in the auction will be denominated or defined by the given supply period. And there will be, in this case, multiple products and multiple rounds. And so in each round, we will, as the auction manager, announce a going price for each of these three products, the 12-month, 24, and 36-month products. And you, as the supplier, will not be naming your price. Instead, you will be indicating how many tranches you want to supply at the going price that is announced by us. If at the end of a round we have excess supply, meaning there are more tranches bid than the tranches that are needed, then we will proceed to the next round and we will then announce a new price that will tick down from the prior price. From one round to the next, the auction will continue and the price will tick down with a reduced price in each new round if there is excess supply. In a multiple product auction, you may switch between products, and we will get into that in a later part of this presentation. But what it means is that between the 12-month, 24-month, and 36-month products, you may move your tranches from one to another product between one round and the next round. And the auction will not conclude until there is no longer excess supply in all three products. What it also means, and the way that the auction will proceed, is that as long as there is excess supply in any one product, the price for that product will tick down. If there is no excess supply for a given product, then the price will not tick down for that product for which there is no excess supply. But that does not mean that the auction will conclude, because switching between products is allowed during the auction. And we will get to the mechanics of that later on. The last two bullets on this slide basically makes clear the fact that because not all clock auction works the same way, we are cognizant of that fact, and we are here telling you that in this clock auction, there will be no sealed bid round. We will collect ask of you to provide exit prices in each round as you withdraw tranches during the auction. The second important point to note is that in this auction, for each product separately, we will establish through the auction a single clearing price. This is going to be a uniform price that is paid to all suppliers for a given product. A couple of announcements to make here. I've already told you the number of tranches we are going out for. I have told you that each tranche is going to be denominated as 1% of the non-shopping load, SSO load, and it's going to be a slice of system. So here are additional announcements for us to make to you. The first is that the minimum starting price and the maximum starting price are $65 per megawatt hour and $85 per megawatt hour. So the round one price, the first round's price in the auction, will start somewhere between this range of $65 and $85 per megawatt hour. The second thing to note, as I'm announcing the minimum and the maximum starting price, is that in your Part 2 application, you will be required to provide to us your indicative offers at the minimum and the maximum starting prices. And the maximum and the indicative offer that you name at the maximum starting price will determine two things: your initial eligibility, the maximum that you can bid in your auction in round one, and hence subsequent rounds in the auction. And it will also determine the pre-bid security that will be required of you during your Part 2 application process. So that's the first announcement. The second announcement on this slide is the megawatt measure and the PLC. So the PLC at this time is indicative only and provided to you for reference purposes. And it is now indicated at 2,555 megawatts. This is based on the PLC as recorded in PJM in the prior year for SSO customers only, meaning they are not for shopping customers. And because this is a load-following product, and each tranche that you're bidding on is denominated as 1%, each tranche, the megawatt measure is about 25.55 megawatts. The actual amount of full requirements supply that you must provide during the term of the contract will follow the load of SSO customers and will depend on many factors, including migration, changes in demand. So just take note, this is indicative only and provided for your reference. The other announcement to make is that there is the billing seasonal factors that is provided in the Master SSO Supply Agreement. At this time, and as in prior auctions, we are setting this to be at 1, meaning that the suppliers are going to be paid the auction clearing price for each megawatt hour of supply during the delivery term. In terms of the key events that are coming up after this webcast, we will proceed to a two-part application process. The first application window, known as the Part 1 application process, will begin on October 10. It will run through October 20th. That is the Part 1 application due date, the timing of which is at noon. This is a noon deadline for which you must provide your materials to us online. We will notify you of your Part 1 application submission by Thursday, October 26th. That will include materials necessary for you to proceed on to the next part of this process. Part 2 window opens on the 27th of October and runs through November 8th, when Part 2 materials are due. We will then notify you of your Part 2 results on November 15th. The auction itself will start on the 28th of November, which is the week after Thanksgiving, but we will have a trial auction set for the 16th of November, the week before Thanksgiving. So take note of the timing as we are approaching the holiday season. Please make sure that you have representatives available to manage the administration of your participation in the auction. A couple of other announcements that will come up in this process is, after this point, we will have another opportunity to confirm the seasonal factors as well as make any updates to the megawatt measure for you, and that will occur November 2nd. November 17th is when we will announce to registered bidders the round one price, the actual price that will start in round one of the auction. In terms of a little bit more details of the application process, as I have mentioned, and I'll move through this fairly quickly, there is going to be a two-part application process. Part 1 starts October 10, ends at noon October 20th. Part 2 starts October 27, ends November 8. This is an online process. The first responsibility for you, if you have not done so already, is to ask for an online application account. We will provide you the credentials. The entire process is done online. There will be information in both part one and part two where we will be asked to provide those information through a web form. And then there will be these inserts, which are standalone documents that you have to download. You have to complete them, print them, perhaps sign them in some cases, scan them, and upload them back to the application website. The application website in part one will also ask you to provide us with supporting documents, in some cases related to your standing with PGM as well as financials, credit and financial documents. In the part two stage, everything is done online. The only thing that we will ask of you that is not done through the application website is to provide a letter of credit or cash to support your bids. And so the pre-bid security, as we call it, is due with your Part 2 application, but it is not through the online website. In terms of the post-auction procedures, the auction results are contingent on the commission approval. The auction manager will submit the results to the commission on the day the auction closes. The commission at that point, upon receipt, will have 2 days of the auction close to make a decision whether to accept or reject the results for the products in the auction. And a key thing to note here for you is that if the auction or if the commission does not act within this window, the auction results are deemed accepted. At that point, the commission may publicly release the auction clearing price as well as the names of winning bidders from the auction. And after the results have been approved by the commission, the standard contract must be executed between both parties within 3 days of the commission decision. And you as the supplier must fulfill all creditworthiness requirements under the contract within those 3 days. In terms of the product design, we'll have a couple of slides here to tease out the details. The first to note, as I have mentioned before, is that you as the supplier is the load-serving entity for purposes of the contract. You're responsible to provide full requirements load-following service to SSO customers, non-shopping customers of OAP Ohio. This, to be very clear, will exclude 100% of the load of PIP customers. And besides that, you will bear all costs and associated charges related to this LSE responsibility for providing full requirement service to SSO customers. So the other thing to note is that for full requirement service and your obligations to be provided during the supply period, we ask that you look at the master SSO supply agreement. The other thing that you should note is the SSO supply agreement. There are a couple of changes from ESP3 that is currently provided online for the amended ESP3, including minor changes to attachment F, which is the sample PGM invoice in terms of what is assigned between the EDC and the SSO supplier. We ask that you look online for these documents as you will bear the full responsibility for reviewing and understanding the terms of the agreement. I'll flag for you a couple of things here on credit. So there are going to be two lines of credit and two credit requirements under the contract. So the way it works is that for each of these two requirements, AAP Ohio will assess your credit worthiness based on your credit rating and tangible net worth or that of your guarantor if you're relying on one. And any exposure that exceeds the unsecured credit line that is granted must be then met with cash or a letter of credit. Certainly, if you're relying on a guarantor, you are required to provide to AP Ohio an executed guarantee that is acceptable to them first before any unsecured credit can be granted to you. The form of the guarantee, the form of the performance assurance letter of credit, they are all provided as attachments to the master SSO supply agreement. The two lines, two credit requirements, first of all, the independent credit requirement, which is an amount that is required per tranche that will decline over the term of the agreement. And the second requirement is going to be based on a mark-to-market exposure calculation that will mark the exposure of the contract to the market price. We will look at the valuation of the contracts at the point when the auction has closed and a valuation date that will be throughout the term of the agreement. And the unsecured credit lines that are granted associated with the independent credit threshold, credit requirement is known as the independent credit threshold, and the unsecured credit that is tied to the mark-to-market exposure is known as the credit limit. So this concludes the first portion of today's presentation.